The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Black Men's Wellness Day Highlights Urgent Healthcare Needs, is from blackenterprise.com. On April 27th, the University of Houston hosted the second annual Black Men's Wellness Day, including a Save Black Men's Lives 5K walk, health screenings, and over 100 vendors that focused on health, wellness, and connecting Black men with social services organizations. As the Houston Chronicle reports, Black Men's Wellness Day is an attempt both in Houston and other cities to address disparities in healthcare for Black men. We are literally bringing the clinic to the community, said Jameel Johnson, Executive Director of the African American Wellness Agency's Houston office. I don't want this to be a conversation after someone dies. This brings the important conversation about our health to the forefront. I want this to be something not just young men benefit from, but also old men as well. We are hoping to save lives. According to Johnson, at last year's event, around 20% of the attendees were sent to hospitals around the Houston area due to high blood pressure, cholesterol, and other issues that required immediate medical attention. This underscores data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, indicating that life expectancy of Black men is 69 years, compared to 78 years for Black women and 76 years for white men. If you are a Black American, your risk of having an amputation is up to 4 times higher than white Americans, and after you've had an amputation, your risk of being dead is 50% in 1 year and over 70% in 3 years. Richard Brown, Senior Medical Executive of Health Systems Strategy and Health Equity at Johnson & Johnson, told KPRC in 2023, every year we experience at every walk, someone learns numbers that are alarming enough that someone has to immediately go to the hospital. Johnson told the Chronicle that free screenings that measure blood flow were made available through a partnership with Johnson & Johnson, which hopes to address why Black men are leading the nation in amputations. In January, Johnson & Johnson and the African American Male Wellness Agency, AAMWA, partnered to address healthcare disparities among Black Americans in the healthcare industry. The next article is titled Legendary Skincare. John Legend shares the inspiration behind his award-winning beauty brand, the confidence lessons he plans to instill in his sons, and what's next for him. Music isn't the only thing John Legend wins awards for. The EGOT winner can now add award-winning brand founder to his resume. Only 1 year into the launch of his skincare line, Loved 01, the smooth crooner, known for his albums Get Lifted and more recently Legend, received an Allure Beauty Best Body Care Steals Award for his face plus body oil in 2023, as well as one of the Celebrity Owned Brand Awards for his hand and body lotion in the March/April 2024 issue of Essence. If it isn't already evident, Loved 01, like everything else Legend touches, from his gift Lifted Film Company to his wine brand, Legend Vineyard Exclusive, was built with intentionality. With the help of board-certified dermatologist Nene Boaki, MD, MPH, a holistic practitioner affiliated with the Skin of Color Society, Loved 01 was built with the skincare needs of those with melanin in mind. I'm very entrepreneurial and creative and have been thinking about a skincare line for years, Legend says, but we felt that there needed to be a real reason for the brand to exist. After researching, he found a McKinsey study stating that 47% of Black consumers buy products at mass retailers, but only 13% feel their needs are being met. This made him realize the need for targeted skincare products for our community, pushing back against an industry overrun by overpriced beauty and wellness formulations. Legend and team made sure their products were placed at a more affordable, accessible price, with the most expensive item at $15 and the least at $10. After launching its core products, such as Face Plus Body Oil and Face Plus Body Moisturizer, in January 2023, the brand expanded with cleansing bars, cleansing wipes, which Legend uses to remove his makeup after filming The Voice, and avocado oil infused hand wash and hand plus body lotion in the fall of 2023. Because accessibility is top of mind for Legend and team, it makes sense that he recently decided to partner exclusively with Amazon to retail the skincare products, helping them to get to people who want them. We are now able to reach a wider audience and increase brand visibility, he explains. But no matter where he takes Loved 01, Legend plans to make sure to keep its ethos alive. With Loved 01, you're not just getting skincare products, he says. You are joining a community that celebrates diversity and believes in the power of self-care. Here, Legend goes into details about launching Loved 01, what self-care means to him, and more. Essence asks the question, what inspired you to launch your brand in the first place? John Legend responded, as I was doing research, I was hit with some harsh realities about the lack of diversity within the skincare industry, realizing there is a significant lack of research on multicultural consumers. We identified a market need and combined that with my passion for skincare, which I recognize many people didn't know about, and my continued pursuit of equity for minority communities to create Loved 01. Essence asks the next question. Why was it important to work with a holistic Black dermatologist on creating this brand? Working with Dr. Boaki has been truly beneficial to myself and the Loved 01 brand. Having her as a partner has made me feel comfortable and confident in the products we are developing and providing. She has informed me about how melanin-rich skin differs in pH levels, moisture loss, ceramides, and that melanin-rich skin tends to be susceptible to inflammation. Without this knowledge, we wouldn't have been able to carefully pick ingredients such as rose hip oil, and sea buckthorn oil, which are both rich in antioxidants to help combat inflammation and fatty acids to aid in moisturization. Essence asks another question. Why was it important for you to partner with Amazon? Legend responded, we knew partnering with Amazon exclusively would offer several benefits to the brand. Amazon, being one of the largest online marketplaces globally, allows our brand to reach a wide audience and increase visibility. Amazon provides the convenience of online shopping, allowing customers an easy-to-use platform to enhance overall customer experiences. Essence asks the question, have you always been into skincare and self-care? Legend responded, skincare is something I've always been passionate about, and taking care of my skin has always been important to me. Part of it is because I'm always photographed and on television, but truth be told, my obsession with skincare and grooming began a long time ago. I truly believe that skincare is healthcare. After all, your skin is the largest organ of your body, so it's important to take care of it. If you feel good in your own skin, you present yourself to the world with more confidence and comfort. Essence asks another question. What is your self-care routine? Legend responded, my focus is on maintaining the health of my skin, and I've been intentional about my routine. Cleansing 2 times per day, exfoliating regularly, wearing sunscreen, and hydrating morning and night. Along with my loved O1 products, my number one tip is hydration. I drink a lot of water every day, which not only helps my overall skin health, but also keeps my voice healthy. And there is no replacement for a good night's sleep. Essence asks the next question. What would you say sets the brand apart from others? John Legend responded, Loved O1 stands out from the skincare brands for several reasons. Our commitment to clean and effective ingredients is unparalleled. We carefully select each ingredient to ensure it's safe, gentle, and beneficial for all skin types. Essence asks the question, what are your favorite products from the brand and why? Legend says, they're all such great products, but I can't go a day without the face plus body moisturizer. Essence asks the question, what's your biggest piece of advice for entrepreneurs trying to start their own business? Legend says, stay focused and stay persistent. Surround yourself with a supportive network, seek guidance from mentors, and be willing to adapt and learn along the way. Success often comes from perseverance and the ability to overcome obstacles. Essence asks the question, since this is the men's issue, what's an important lesson on confidence that you want to teach your sons? Legend said, not to sound too cliche, but I want to stress the importance of embracing your uniqueness and being proud of who you are. It's essential to encourage them to have self-belief, and I'll always be here to help Miles and Ren navigate life's challenges. Essence asked the question, what's the next brand that you're excited to share? Legend said, continuing to expand and grow our offering in existing retailers, more live appearances. We have recently taken the brand on CBS Mornings and Amazon Live, and we had so much fun doing it and having the opportunity to share our favorite products in person. Activations allow us to interact with the community and get products into the hands of our consumers? Essence asks the last question. Outside of Loved 01, what can fans expect from you next? John Legend responded, new music. I am working on my next album and writing for Broadway as well. The next article is titled A Tunnel Look. Pre-game outfits have become enormously popular for professional athletes who have embraced luxury fashion at levels not seen before. Sartorial detail is of the utmost importance to these superstars as they enter the arena. Here's the story behind all that. The substance of men's styles has shifted in recent years. This change can be seen in the attire of athletes who these days are often spotted in pieces by designers such as Bottega Veneta and Yohji Yamamoto. Decades ago, NBA legends like Wilt Chamberlain and Allen Iverson were considered stylish for their approach to dressing. Chamberlain, a pivotal sports figure from 1959 through 1973, was known for his tailored suits. In the late 1990s, Iverson became famous for applying street swagger to his courtside looks. He would wear jerseys with loose-fitting, oversized denim or big blazers, all while rocking his signature cornrows. This set a precedent for future generations. The former professional basketball player's impact is still felt, as he created a blueprint that many follow today. Now, the entry tunnels to major sports arenas are where star athletes strut high-end fashions, expressing their creativity while also making themselves attractive for lucrative endorsements and contracts. Entire Instagram pages have been dedicated to the intricate outfits that pro athletes are choosing for these tunnel looks. These pages showcase the fashion choices not just of stylists, but of their clients who are adamant about having a distinctive sartorial presence. It's all about how far they're willing to go to create their own dynasty beyond the sports to which they've dedicated themselves. There has never been an era when sports and fashion have enjoyed such a symbiotic relationship. Subverting the notions that are often attached to black masculine bodies is a significant factor in the decisions being made. The aesthetic many players lean on is rooted in sleek, sophisticated, ready-to-wear designs that are crafted into quality garments. Since high fashion brands are often helmed by designers with multidisciplinary approaches, this could lend sports figures an air of up-to-the-minute exclusivity that many find compelling. By purchasing and embracing luxury clothes and accessories, pro athletes are contributing to the contemporary fashion conversation. Julian Randall, a fashion writer and PhD student at Manchester Fashion Institute, believes that the rise of athletes wearing designer clothes can be attributed to their physical size and their ability to afford the coveted pieces. I think when it comes to black male athletes in particular, the size element matters, he says over a Zoom call from Dallas. He points out that many luxe brands do not carry items that these players can pull off the rack and wear immediately. Fortunately, their disposable income allows them to purchase custom items and to tailor others to a perfect fit. In addition, Randall notes these pro athletes are now viewed as public figures since the masses are fixated on star players and other celebrities. The clothes they wear have a commercial impact. This incentivizes a broad range of fashion brands to work with sports superstars on their tunnel looks. It's another stream of publicity and revenue for brands, he explains. And of course, in a contemporary context, brands are hungry to have outside influence in the industry. As athletes make choices about how they dress while they're in the league, people begin to identify them as style icons. This makes them and the clothes they wear easily marketable. Whatever platform you're going to be on, whatever brand you might start working with, pro athletes just makes it a much more seamless transition, Randall explains. Players, too, are constantly thinking about crafting their images. When reflecting on key figures from the NBA's style history, Randall named checks the Titans, Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, and Iverson. When Iverson came into the league, there was still this conforming to the established dress codes, he recalls. He wasn't really wearing his hats backward, just to the side, and he would wear a proper suit. But by 2005, Iverson was skirting the rules by wearing suits infused with a hip-hop aesthetic, taking ownership of his style while demonstrating what Randall calls self-possession in a very evocative way. Even within pro sports framework, the look was still oversized and baggy, Randall recalls. Currently in the NBA, athletes like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander have gone from using the tunnel walk as a runway to being attached to brands like Skims and Canada Goose. Their faces and likenesses are used in those companies' campaigns, illustrating the influence of basketball players and other pro athletes. But this did not happen overnight. Over the 6 years since he entered the league, Gilgeous-Alexander has strategically evolved his style profile by wearing laid-back, oversized trousers paired with sharp and clean-cut outerwear. One game day, he could be seen in a large cobalt blue coat worn with skinny dark washed denim. On another, he might show up in a comfortable looking padded yellow vest worn over a fox fur sweater and paired with khaki pants. Even folks who aren't into sports might find themselves transfixed by stylish NFL players like Stephon Diggs and Odell Beckham Jr. The two regularly arrive for games in uniquely configured outfits, for example, a cow print fur jacket, leather trousers, and black loafers. If you've been paying attention, you'll know to associate that look with Beckham. He often turns to varsity jackets and expertly cut pants for game day attire. Then there's Diggs, who has apparently decided to choose the most eccentric items to express himself, making him a rarity in the NFL. One of his standout outfits was a Louis color block sweater in yellow and red paired with dark blue jeans and deep green points. Both of these athletes know what works well for their body type. What led to the elevation of the fashion in tunnel outfits? The image architects who work with athletes should probably be credited. Celebrity stylist Keisha McLeod says her mentor, wardrobe stylist and consultant Rachel Johnson, is one person responsible. McLeod previously assisted Johnson, who helped to inject energy into LeBron James's game outfits. McLeod says that the Miami Heat Big Three era of James's career was pivotal. Rounding out the star player trio were Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. It was during those years that McLeod began working with Bosh. If you go back to the Miami Heat Big Three, the tunnel entrance started with them, she says, noting an emphasis during that time on outfits meant to impress the fans and onlookers. McLeod takes some credit for turning Bosh into what she calls a gentleman of the league. 5 years ago, McLeod began working with NBA player P.J. Tucker, who she felt had an innate sense of fashion. His passion for clothing makes their partnership distinct. He loved fittings, and he loved going into stores, she says. He makes my job easy. The looks they currently collaborate on are street-influenced and typically featured items from Tucker's extensive sneaker collection. He often pairs graphic tees with colorful jackets. He also has been spotted toting large carry-alls by Bottega Veneta ahead of games, displaying his knowledge of cutting-edge designers. Due to the years she spent legitimizing athletes as walking billboards for brands, McLeod is able to pull pieces and work with luxury houses including Valentino, Moncler, and Brunello. That tunnel walk has become synonymous with red carpet, she says. She also travels to shows with her clients during New York, Paris, and Milan fashion weeks, and her email inbox is flooded with messages from companies she says she just wasn't hearing from before 2015. McLeod's efforts speak to the cultural shifts that have given athletes carte blanche in matters of style. She explains that while there is no standard practice when working with different clients, the process can range from fitting to virtual styling. When putting game day looks together, she often focuses on certain cities and their roots, or she centers Black designers and brands. One she leans towards is Daily Paper, a popular Amsterdam-based line of men and women's fashions. She feels this approach allows her to create a strong narrative for each tunnel look, facilitating a successful collaboration between herself and the athletes who make up her clientele. The style icon status of fashionable athletes is a legacy that will help them thrive later. When the time comes for them to pivot to a life off the court or field, the exposure they're getting, especially with the use of social media, can lead them in worlds outside of sports, such as the global art industry or perhaps entrepreneurial pursuits. It humanizes them and gives them a chance to express themselves in a way that they aren't able to in the game. Randall explains, fashion is not just about where it can take you as an athlete or as a human being. It's more about how the fashion can speak for you. The next article is titled, Home Ownership Can Build Wealth for Generations to Come. For too long, many people have been denied access to home ownership simply because of their race. This has hurt family after family for generations. Discrimination because of one's race, color, or national origin is against the law. If you believe you have experienced a violation of your fair housing rights, file a complaint with HUD. Act today. Your future generations will thank you. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.